بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال تبارك وتعالى فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, elders and dear brothers, our deen of Islam, the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is a very simple and easy deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions the hadith, inna ad-deena yusrun. Deen is very easy, there's nothing difficult in deen. The things of dunya is difficult. A person has to make an effort. A person has to learn how to do things in dunya. Deen also we have to learn. But deen is something which is very natural. Whether it's salah, whether Quran tilawat, whether dhikr of Allah, these are things that we have to learn. Deen is simple, and together with that, yuridu Allahu bikumul yusra, wa la yuridu bikumul usra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the psyche of insan, the psyche of insan. Allah ta'ala wants easiness for him. Yuridu Allahu bikumul yusra. Allah ta'ala wants easiness for you. If only we believe Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And iman means to believe, to submit. And indeed, my Allah does say that I want easiness for you. If we understand this one verse of Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that I intend your life to be easy. There will be imtihan, there will be afflictions, there will be emotions, there will be difficulties. But as we say, in every cloud is a silver line. The difficulty also, what will be the outcome, what will be the fruits at the end of it, that is the hands of Allah. I have to submit to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah wants only easiness for me. Whether 5 times salah a day, ya Allah, it is easy. Whether it's a dhikr of Allah, to remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, it is easy. Quran tilawat, ya Allah, it is easy. When it will become easy, when a person will have the desire within his heart and he will make effort for it. There are 2 words ulama explain. At-talab al-wusulu ila al-matlub. Talab means desire to pursue, to have some pursuit in your life. That will come with desire. When I know the virtues of something, I know the rewards, I know the fruits, what I will get upon this pursuit of mine, the desire increases within my heart. Then to take up that task, no matter how difficult, becomes very easy. Look at a little boy, a youngster. Through the infancy he is born, he begins to grow, begins to crawl. Then he begins to walk baby steps. He falls down, gashes his head, doesn't give up. I want to walk one day. And the mother is cautious, the father is careful. We have upstairs, downstairs, he mustn't fall. But he wants to walk. Whether he gets injured, whether he gets hurt, one day I want to walk. Then he begins to walk. And that walking now very quickly begins to run also. And as he grows bigger, then his eyes will fall upon the tricycle, if we have them anymore. Then he wants to ride it. He'll fall, he'll get hurt, he'll graze his knees, his elbows, but he gets back on again. Look at our little youngsters, our little children, whether it be our children, our grandchildren, when they ride those scooters, what speed they're moving at. And how they use the shoes and their crocs as super brakes. But he's going to ride it. I fell the last time. I don't care. I'll fall again. But he wants to ride it. He has the pursuit in talab is there. The desire is there. I want to get to the top. From this three-wheeler, then to the bicycle. Then take out the training wheels before he knows it, before the mother knows it. Now he's riding the bicycle, not even sitting on the seat. He's standing now. But he made it finally. He mastered the art of it. He's a driver car thereafter. And how technical, but the desire is there. There's one eye on the road, one eye on the review mirror, one eye on the side mirror, one eye on the cell phone. How many eyes he has? Only 2. But he's driving at what speed also? 0 to 100. Only 2 feet, but 3 pedals. Only 2 legs, but 3 pedals. He's got only 2 hands, but 8 gears or 6 gears. But he's moving at top speed. But he has the desire to move. It's become easy for him. It's become easy for him. Allah wants that our deen also become easy for us. That the 5 times salah become easy for you. The talab and desire has to come within my heart. These nights, as we heard now in the Alan and announcement, the night of Mi'raj. The reality is Mi'raj, there's no specified night or day in the Islamic calendar. There are almost 10 different views in regards to Mi'raj when it took place. Yes, it did take place physically. Physical form, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj. Whether it was in Rajab, Ramadan, Rabiul Akhir, or whether it was Shawwal, or Sha'ban, or Rajab, different views altogether. Ulama have. The masses, the people, usually take it to be the month 27 of Rajab. Many different views. But it's not the night. It's the entire journey of Mi'raj and upon that which the Ummah received to make their life easy. Salah is to make our life easy. But Salah itself has become difficult. A person comes to the Shaykh, Hazrat, I want a wazifa. Wazifa for what? To read Salah. Oh brother, the wazifa is Salah itself. There's no wazifa for wazifa. The wazifa for Salah is Salah itself. But how do I come unto Salah before I come unto concentration, devotion, to keep my mind, to keep my thoughts? How do I come unto Salah? This youngster heard the fruits and he heard the benefits and the fadail and the virtues of riding that bicycle. 12 years, 15 years. I'm going to make it one day. Then off-road biking, mountain biking. The desire is there, the talab is there. I want to drive that car also. I know how many kilowatts, I know 0 to 100, I know the features of the car. One day I am going to get behind the steering wheel. Talab is there. The same way we have to ignite this talab and desire within our hearts for salah. Ya Allah, what have you kept in salah? Ya Allah, what have you kept in salah for me? For the desire to come within the heart. When the desire will come, then al-wusul ila al-matlub. Desire, talab will come. Then the outcome of the desire is that in my hands to reach my goal is in the hands of Allah. To reach the goal is in the hands of Allah. Mujahada, sacrifice, qurbani, to pursue and to abide and to be there. To show Allah my desire, Allah wants to see the desire. The program is taking place right now. Talim is taking place in my masjid for me to present myself. That is desire to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How do I show Allah my desire? When the program is taking place, when the jamaats are moving the path of Allah, talim is taking place in the masjid, talim in the home, I'm showing Allah my desire. Allah will say, I'll make your work easy for you. What will I get, O my Allah? Read the virtues. To reach the goal in the hands of Allah, to show my desire is in my hands. To the extent ulama say, even if I come for salah, I'm tired. So I read at home. To do business at home. Whether it's the same as being in the business itself, it's too different altogether. I have to be in the masjid. For men to be in the masjid for salah, ulama categorizes as wajib. It's wajib for the men to be in the masjid for salah. Ya Allah, what will I get? For that to understand, Ya Allah, what will I get? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned more or less, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه لوالده وولده والناس أجمعين. You cannot be a perfect believer until I am more beloved to you than your parents and your children, entire humanity. You must love me more than everything else in the world. Then you are a perfect believer. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do I form this time and develop this type of love for you in my heart? How does it happen? We cannot see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, first we use our rationale. We use our intelligence. We study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why should I love him? What is there about him that I should love? Then we hear the bayans, we sit in the majalis, we go in the path of Allah, we read the kitabs. What a perfect human being, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in every sense of the word. Whether in his speech, his compassion, whether in his gaze, whether it was a slave boy to hold his hand and take him outside and sit him down on the corner of the pavement, Ya Rasulullah, I have a need, I will sit with you. Whether it was his spending in the path of Allah, Ya Bilal, anfiq Ya Bilal. Oh Bilal, continue spending. Don't fear poverty from the Lord of the throne. He will provide. Whether it was his spending, whether it was wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof, whether it was how he treated his wives. Every aspect of his life, ulama-i-gharam have dived into it. And they have explained to the ummah, look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the view of his du'as, in the line of his character, in the line of his speech, in the line of his generosity, in the line of his mujahada and sacrifice, every single aspect is so beautiful that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala declared, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful mode of life. Apply my mind, study. Like how a youngster will study a certain footballer or a certain athlete, I love him. I want to be like him. I want to follow his way. I want to speak like him. The love comes in the heart, it develops, and more he wants to read, and more he wants to follow. When it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we hear the virtues, the fada'il. And how to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then slowly that rational love becomes a natural love. Now I just love him. Then the Durood Sharif will come onto my tongue. Anything has to happen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. Zikr will come on the tongue. I love my Allah. I love my Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, for any amal to come into my life, whether salah, whether Quran, I have to allow myself to hear to the virtues and now rationalize. Why should I perform salah? What is there in salah for me? Who has given the command? What will he give me? Who is giving the command? Where is it coming from? What's the benefit of bowing and putting my head down before my Allah? Apply the mind. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْزُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they tell them, إِنَّمَا عَيْزُكُمْ. I give you only one command, I give you only one advice. And as the ayat goes on, أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُوا. Fikr, search. Apply your mind, think a little bit. Why should I perform salah? What is there? What would Allah give me? Because my Allah said He wants life easy for me. He wants to give me easily. Ya Allah, what will you give me? If I leave everything and I run for my Allah, Ya Allah, what will you give me? Allah says, open your ears. Open your ears. The one to whom the treasures of the earth belong to and the skies, lahu maqalidu samawati wal ard. Yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir. Allah says the keys of the skies and the earth belong to me. Import, export, the keys belong to me. Transportation belongs to me. Harvesting crops belongs to me. The keys belong to me. Yabsutu rizqa, Allah says, I distribute sustenance, which you really love and you want. When it comes to shipping, the ocean belongs to me. I made it also for you. I made the oceans to work. وَسَخَرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكُ وَسَخَرَ لَكُمُ الْبَحْرُ. I subjugated the waters for you, so that the ships may sail on them. So you may enjoy fresh fish, fresh seafood, لَحْمًا طَرِيَّ. That you may, it's only for your enjoyment. I understand my Allah has given every command only for my benefit. If I don't grab it with open arms in my heart, I am to lose. What will I get through salah? My Allah promises, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. They will not be of Allah. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ. Tell them, command their families with salah. Command their families with salah. See the tartib and sequence of Quran Sharif. Allah Pak doesn't say you perform salah first. Allah says that command your family with salah. With compassion. Have ta'lim in the home. Read about salah. Tell them about salah, then you will become steadfast upon salah. Start speaking about it. I'm lazy for my fajr salah. Start telling my friends. Open a group also, fajr salah. And post one hadith every day. Oh, speak to 5 people. Speak to 10 people. Tell 25 people. But how's the namaz going? How's the fajr salah? Very early nowadays. What's the time to start speaking about it? Start speaking about it. Allah saying He has desire. He wants to wake up. He wants to perform salah. He wants to put his head down. He wants something. I say, well, Allah will make it easy. Ya Allah, what you will give me? Allah says, first thing, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We will provide you with sustenance. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَ. We will not ask you for anything. We will only give you. And that which we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be a blissful home of sukoon, itimilan, prosperity, love, compassion, family problems, problem with the vehicle, problem with the wife, problem with the husband, with children, daughters need to get married, all these things we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have these problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need the vehicle or the house or the business. We need it. What is there for Allah to hold it back? There's no benefit for him. Allah has made it for insan. And Allah has made an avenue where you will get it from. Allah will provide. It's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Commandable salah, you be patient also upon salah. We will provide for you. Person perform wudu at home and uses miswak. Great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salah is times 70. As if my salatul maghrib, I read it 70 times today because of miswak. How much your rosy will increase? How much your prosperity will increase times 70? 70% markup, 700% markup. First him in wudu at home, proceeded for salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said he will get the reward as if that person who's tied his ihram and he's proceeding for hajj and umrah, upon every step Allah is rewarding him. Without going for umrah and hajj, just making wudu at home, using the miswak, making wudu correctly, coming for salah. Abu Huraira's riwayat radiallahu anhu, person reads bismillah before wudu, only bismillah. Only in wudu only. It is bismillah, as long as his wudu will remain, the malaika will write for him good deeds. Just on wudu, just on salah, walking for salah. Bashiril mashail. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, give glad tidings, give glad tidings. Bin nuri tam, of complete nur, complete light. What is nur? What is light? Abu Umama Al-Bahili radiallahu anhu says in the day of Qiyamah, when insan will be made to resurrect before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, on that day he will need nur the most. There will be darkness prevailing. Some people's nur will be equal to mountains, equal to towers. Such nur Allah will bestow, it will be enough to, so to say, supply electricity and light to an entire city. So much nur Allah will give them. Some of them till the neck, some till the waist, some till the feet. Then you'll get a person whose nur is just the tip of his finger going on and off. What do we do with this? Then they will be ushered. Malaika will come and take them towards the pool Sirat. That bridge over the fire of Jahannam, if I slip, there's no coming back. When they will be brought towards the pool Sirat, that bridge over the fire of Jahannam, بَاطِنُهُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. The inner part of it will be towards the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The outer part, those will be locked out, will be in the azab of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. The day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, you see the believers, they will have nur. Now they will come to pull sirat. To pass over that bridge, a person will need this light to pass over. Then the munafiqeen, the most difficult salah for those whose iman is weak, the munafiqeen. Fajr salah, very difficult. Isha salah, very difficult. I'm tired while I'm sleeping. For those that have doubts in the iman, these two salah is very difficult to come to the masjid. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, understand those that will come for Fajr Salah and Isha Salah, on that day when you will be standing there on the pool Sirat, now it's time to cross over. يَقُولُنَا رَبَّنَا أَتْمِنْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, complete our nur today. Ya Allah, complete our, now we need that emergency light. Ya Allah, I need to pass over. Person goes to a farm area, is going hunting. Darkness of the night, put the lights off and see how terrifying it is. Qiyamah's day, pool Sirat, I can't see anything. Then a person will think, Ya Allah, the steps I took in the night towards my Isha Salah, I went for Fajr Salah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, give them glad tidings of those that walked to the masjid. They parked the car, they took a walk. Give them glad tidings of bin nur ittam, of complete nur, on the day of Qiyamah. They came during darkness. When they will need the nur, Allah will complete the nur for them. How they will pass now? Flying colors. Flying colors will pass over the pool Sirat. Ya Allah, for salah, what will you give me? Only sustenance. Then the rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah. What is hidden under the musalla of the masjid, you can't even imagine, my dear brothers. Ulama say, what Allah wants to give you. Many youngsters are finishing matric. They want to go to some field right now. Allah hasn't made rozi so difficult. But Allah wants to give every day. Allah will not come down and say, come for salah. Allah has made a system. Hayya ala salah, come to salah. Hayya ala al-falah, come to success. Come to success. I want to be a successful professional. I want to be a successful businessman. Who's the CEO of the company? Where's the boardroom? Where's headquarters? Where's head office? It's a masjid. Everything's happening from here. Decisions made from here. Those in the first surf will get first. Those who come earlier will get quickly. Those who will come late will be deferred. Business is business. You come late to work, we'll cut the salary. You don't come, you won't get paid. Application is not up to standard, your CV, you won't get the job. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, decisions are made in the house of Allah. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Masajid belong to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Decisions are made here. My daughter's nikah, my son's future, my qabr, my akhirat. Decisions are made here. What decisions do I make? Here ulama explained, they said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us only management skills. Just manage your life. Manage your bank account. Manage your business. We gave her all the cameras there. But how he took out the goods from the business, the camera is there only to show us after the goods left the business how it went out. Who will prevent it is my salah. Security system from Allah. Barakat from Allah. Rahmat from Allah. Rahmat has four tafsir. The mercy of Allah. We can't quantify it. The first tafsir of rahmat. Those that come for salah, they in the rahmat of Allah. What is the rahmat of Allah? What is the mercy of Allah? Faraqi ma'ishat. Allah says, open a free rozi for you, free sustenance for you. You are my rahmat. Four rakat sunnat before Salatul Asr. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you in the rahmat of Allah. Four rakat salah, sunnat before Salatul Asr, you in the rahmat of Allah. First tafsir, faraqi ma'ishat. Allah says, your rozi opened up. Shop is closed, decision is made here. What do I do? You have management skills. You can only manage. You managed it well. You closed the door and you came. Good management. Boardroom is here. Headquarters is here. Head office is here. You have to believe it. It is happening from here. Decisions are made from here. The noor of Allah, the noor, 120 noors descending every single moment upon the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah, the house of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Special noor descending upon the Baytullah. From there is distributed to all the daughters of Baytullah, the masajid. The rahmat is coming down upon the musalla of the imam. Then the one behind him. Then to the right. Then to the left. Who is there to receive the rahmat? Who is there to take it? As we say, COD. We send in the goods now. Cash on delivery. They are not there to collect, not there to deliver. Allah says, I'm delivering every salah. Who is there to collect? And for collecting also, I'll pay you. Person makes dua, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how merciful. Person makes dua to Allah, the command of Allah. In dua, we are asking of Allah, where will you get such a Allah, such a Rabb, that says, ask me, and I will give you what you want, and for asking also, I will pay you for that also. Where will you get a friend that says, I'm so happy you asked me for a loan, 100,000, I'll give you 200,000. Subhanallah. He'll become everybody's friend. Allah says, I am that friend. You ask me, I will give you what you want, and I will reward you for asking me also. What Allah has kept for every salah, ayya ala salah, come and I will give you. Successful businessman, degree, alim, hifz, whatever you want, success is here, you have management skills. How many of us can say that every day my day goes according to what I decided? No one. What I planned doesn't go accordingly. I only can manage my day, manage my property, manage my business. Final decision belongs to Allah. Final decision belongs only to Allah and nobody else. How to sway Allah's decision in my favor? How for Allah to make the decision in my favor, for my family, for my children? Allah says, when I call you, put your head down.
When and all you put your head down, how dare a person sit in a boardroom meeting, and Salah, Muazzin is saying, come for Salah, come for Falah, Allah wants to give you something. And a person says, Bazubani Hal, with his condition, he says to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm very busy. Ya Allah, I'm very busy right now. I can't come. Ya Allah, you wait. I'll come when I want to come. Let the worker tell me that. I'll come what time I want to come, but you give me full wage. But tell him, see the door, you can walk now. Allah says, I'm waiting. Already from the time you became baligh, 5 years I'm waiting, 10 years I'm waiting. There's so much for me to give you. There was so much you could have picked up in 2 years, but that 2 years became 4 years. You would have already got what you wanted by 45, 50, which is Quran tartib, Quran sequence. When a man should go into retirement, what age he should hand over the business to the children, what age to put the properties in the wife's name. As Allah may Quran, they'll tell you from Quran and Hadith. Allah has a complete syllabus already. When to do it, how to do it, and when will you be able to do it? When the salah was there. Now what I kept for you, you picked up. What you didn't pick up is deferred. 5 years you didn't come, now it's gone to 10 years. I'm still working at 80. What am I working for? What's it for? You didn't come pick up all these years. I had it already, you didn't come pick up. What will I get through my salah? Allah is prepared to give so much. Hajj once in a lifetime. That way, if my name comes out, accreditation comes out, once in a lifetime, I'm saving for that Hajj trip. And that too, if I qualify, and Hajj is farz upon me. Fasting once a year, preparing 3 months before, 6 months before. Zakat once in a year. That's if I have the nisab by me. So much preparation. Salah, 5 times a day. What will I get in salah? Ajib ulama say, in salah you get the reward of Hajj. In salah you get the reward of zakat. In salah you get the reward of fasting. Ya Allah, how will you give me the reward of all these amal? When a person comes for salah, he has to make wudu. Somebody has to pay for it. He has to wear clothing. He paid for it. The aspect of financial spending, monetary spending comes now in salah because I got to pay. I have to pay to come. I have to dress well. I have to use water. So he gives the reward of zakat and sadqah. He's paying for the petrol also. He's coming for salah. He's getting rewarded for that also. Sadqah, I'm giving in the path of Allah. Then he gives the reward of fasting. Then also I'm getting the reward. During salah, I can't eat, drink. That 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, when nawafil. But that amount of time, Allah Ta'ala see my banda is fasting. Give him the reward of fasting. Give him the reward of fasting. Then the reward of Hajj. Ya Allah, Hajj. How much I got to spend to go for Hajj? Allah say, I'll give you 5 times salah. All the reward as if in Arafah, Mina, Muzdalifah. I'm standing before Allah. Allahu Akbar. Now you're at Baytullah. You're going to Ruku. Now you're moving to Mina. There's movement in Hajj. There's movement in Hajj. Salah also, there's movement. Now I'm going to Mina. Then I'm going to Arafat, then coming back to Mina. And Muzdalifah, you're getting the reward of Hajj and Salah also. All the benefits just in 2 rakat Salah. Ya Allah, what will you give me? Give you a life of peace, prosperity, all the difficulties. Allah will make it easy through Salah. So to read about Salah, to hear about Salah till it comes to my heart, Ya Allah, how can I leave out such an investment? How can I ever leave out such an investment? That Allah has kept so much under the musalla. For the musturat at home also. For them, for their salah, the awwal time. Now to come for salah. Then standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now my concentration. Ulama say, just for wudu alone, there are 8 benefits. Just for wudu, there are 8 benefits and wisdoms behind wudu. We cannot go into all of them. They say, amongst the benefits of wudu, Allah has made wudu a break point between the engine of my dunya and now the engine of my akhirat. When you sit down to make wudu and I put off the engine of dunya, that car I'm parking it away. Now I'm boarding a different flight. What is that flight? Not 35,000 feet above sea level. Now I'm going for mi'raj. And then we are taught when you go for the mi'raj of salah, when I'm boarding the plane, Then they will tell us to buckle up. I said it before, Allah says you also buckle up. Tie your hands properly below your navel. According to the sunnah tariqah, buckle up. Details, we cannot go into details right now. And now focus yourself. When I'm making my wudu already, I cut off from my dunya. Finish. Cell phone is off. On silent. No vibration also. Who likes vibration when you out in the air? Nobody wants turbulence. Put the cell phone off. I don't want turbulence right now. I have to reach my Allah safely. Now I'm talking to my Allah. Everything is divorced. Everything is out. Now I'm talking to my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What to envisage? What to picture in the mind? Very quickly to go through what we can picture when I'm coming to the musalla to perform my salah. Whatever I want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now. When I'm standing before Allah, they say we are connecting to Baytullah. When I'm making Allahu Akbar, my hands are facing towards the Qibla. In line with my ears. The tips of my thumbs in line with my earlobes. And I'm connecting to Baytullah. The house of Allah, and I'm pulling all the nur into my heart. My feet also facing towards the Qibla, towards Baytullah. Not that a person's feet is facing one foot is facing towards Istanbul, other one towards Karachi. That's where he'll end up after that. But the feet are facing towards Kaabatullah, towards Makkah Sharif. I'm going that direction. So the feet also towards the Baytullah. My hands also focusing that way. Tied also below my navel, tight. Now he makes Allahu Akbar. Ulama say on this point, if only I can ponder on Allahu Akbar, that my Allah is the greatest. And just ponder for the entire salah, Ya Allah, you are greater than what? Then start enumerating. Ya Allah is greater than me, then my wealth, then my properties, the skies, the earth, the import, the export, the airports, and go on in your salah. My Allah is bigger than everything. My Allah is great. My Allah is big. Entire salah, you can give a whole bayan in your brain. Going to ruku, Allahu Akbar. My Allah is greater than everything in the world. Whatever it may be. No matter how big it may be. No matter how deep. No matter how high. No matter what technology. Is all just a drop. Just a drop before my Allah. Entire salah can come out just thinking of the greatness of Allah. Thana subhanaka Allahumma. We read as we start our salah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah will say, we just ponder over this one part. Wa tabarak asmuk. Ismuka, your name, O my Allah, tabarak, is full of barakat. Ya Allah, your name is full of barakat. The entire world right now is in existence to the barakat of the name of Allah. It's only because of your name, Allah, the entire world right now is in operation. When there's no one to take your name, O my Allah, everything will come to a grinding halt and it will be finished, completely destroyed. That person will just ponder over this. My Allah's name is so full of barakat. Ulama say Allah will make you full of barakat. Whatever you touch will become barakat. Whatever you look at will become barakat. Because you're connected to that Allah who's full of barakat. Then the Imam will start, or I will start my Quran tilawat. A'uzu wa bismillah. I seek refuge in Allah. From shaitan, the accursed. In the name of Allah, who is Rahman and Rahim. Great tafsir. But just to say Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to my Rabb, who is the Rabb of the entire universe and the worlds. I'm standing before that Allah, everything in His hands. And which Allah? The same Allah I'm standing in front of. The same Allah before whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood before. The same Allah. I'm standing before Him right now. What's the point over here? My Allah loves to be praised. My Allah loves to be praised. And Ya Allah, I'm standing right now praising You. When I do something that is beloved to Allah, what would Allah not give me? They say salah is the whole action of making love to my Allah. When I'm coming for salah, I'm coming to my beloved Allah. Allah says, you're standing for me? Yes, my Allah, I'm standing for you. Show me how you're going to stand. Show me how you're going to stand. Did you learn how to stand before me? When I go for training to the gym, and the instructor says, you've got to stand like this, you've got to breathe like this, you've got to exhale like this, you've got to do it like this. I learn it. I know how to do it. I become an instructor also. Have I learned my salah? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned more or less, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform salah as you see me performing salah. We cannot see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to go to the ulama ikram and tell them, teach me how to perform my salah correctly so I can take maximum benefit. Allah says, come show me how much you love me right now. Now I'm standing before Allah. It's a whole mazhar, exhibition of love making. We cannot make love to Allah, but we express our love in this manner. Like how the person says, do you love me? She loves me, not she loves me. She loves me, not she loves me. Our relationship, Allah is same. One namaz I came, he loves me. Next namaz, he doesn't love me. A banda ran away. My slave ran away. Where you went to? Where you went to? One slave. One slave, pious slave, belonged to his master. After the chores of the day, after Salatul Isha, he would tell his master, O my master, allow me to leave you for the night. I just have some work to carry out. And in exchange for you giving me this opportunity of free time on my own, I will give you one gold coin, one dinar. Master would say, what a deal this is. One gold coin, just to allow him to leave for the night. Maybe he's got some other work elsewhere. The slave would leave. He'll come back the next morning with a gold coin for the master. Continue for some time. Then the master, he came to his mind, where does he go? Who's giving him every night one gold coin? Where is he getting it from? That night the master, in the deadness and the darkness of the night, the dead of the night and darkness, he follows the slave. And he notices the slave goes into a qabristan, into the cemetery, the graveyard, has musalla under his arm. He goes to one corner where nobody can see him, opens his musalla, and he starts his salah. And the master is seeing what love making is happening here. What love he's showing to Allah. His qiyam, he's standing before Allah. Tears are flowing. How he goes into ruku. They say, just think, Ya Allah, I'm standing before you. Ya Allah, you want me to stand? I'm standing for you. Ya Allah, you want me to stand like this? I'm standing for you. As you want me, with my head covered. 250 different narrations in regards to the head covering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 250. The type of hats that he wore, the type of topis he wore, 250 different narrations, the style, the color, how high the material covered the ears, winter time, what kind it was, burnus, different types of hats, 250 riwayat. Ya Allah, I'm covering my head, I'm covering my hands, I'm standing before you. Allah says, you really love me, I see that. You're standing like my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I go into ruku. Person is reading Surah Fatiha. He praises Allah. He reads his surah. Allah says, you really love me. Show me that how you're going to bow for me. How you'll bend your back for me. And how you say, what I don't do for my wife. Bend my back, break my back and the bank also. Then too, not enough. Allah says, enough. You went into ruku. How? I want you to go into ruku. And I go into ruku. What to picture? That right now, Ya Allah, whatever ni'mas and bounties I want, there's a massive bucket in front of me. And just pouring into it. Allah says, go inspect it a little bit. You got everything there. I go into ruku and inspecting. Everything is there. I needed this, I needed that. Allah has given me. It's all, it's just pouring on my back. Pouring into the container. And I'm saying, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhan, Ya Allah, purity belongs to you. So great. Treasures belong to you. Now enjoy praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This slave is performing his salah. He goes into ruku, he goes into sujood. The night comes out. Just before the break of dawn, it's time to go back home. The master is observing. Master, slave finishes his salah, he raises his hands. And he says, oh my supreme master, oh my supreme master, give me one gold coin for my fake master. And one gold coin falls from the sky into his hands. That was a real salah. One gold coin falls from the sky into his hands with a fake master. I don't belong to him, O my Allah, the head belongs to you. The master sees this. He ducks, he hides. The slave leaves the qabristan and the cemetery. Master tallies a bit. And when he leaves, he doesn't understand the slave when he's standing before Allah is moving. He's moving in time right now. When he leaves the qabristan, he notices that he's in a foreign land. He's a horseman. Where am I right now? Where do you want to go to? Well, I've come from a certain place. A certain place, there's about 6 months' journey from here. How did you land here? Doesn't say anything. He realizes that my slave is moving in a different time zone with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He waits for nightfall. He goes back to the Qabristan. Ducks in the corner. And Abadi sees the slave come back into the Qabristan. He takes his corner again. What is he enjoying with his Allah right now? That even the food of dunya, the holidays of dunya, the cars of dunya, nothing to what he's driving right now. What speed he's moving. The love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is a super highway. Is one ruku what he is doing. Then Allah says, you saw what I kept for you in that bucket. What more you want? People have wish bucket nowadays. You've got to fulfill. Allah says, it's all in salah. What your wish is, I'll give it to you. Allah says, not enough. You really love me. Stand up. Stand up. Sami'a Allahu liman hamid. Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Now what enjoyment. Rabbana walakal hamd. Hamdan kathiran tayy. Yallah, all praise belongs to you. Nothing is mine. Such praise that are pure, full of barakat. Kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan fi. Takes his time standing in qawma. And is enjoying himself, praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, really, you love me? Now drop down to your knees. Drop down to your knees. And put your head down. Put your head down only to Allah. For this we thank Allah. Wa ana abduka, Allah, I'm only your slave. You didn't put my head down to anyone else. As one brother always says, that Mufti Sahab, I tell my friends, there's one of two ways you can return to Allah. Either on the road of shukr or the road of sabr. When things are good, reach Allah on the road of shukr. Otherwise the road of sabr will have to open up sooner or later. And then you'll have to make sabr and come to the masjid. And now you say, ya Allah, what happened? Everything I lost. When things are good, come on the road of shukr to Allah and thank Allah. I put my head down to Allah. Ya Allah, you did not allow my head to prostrate to anyone besides you. I belong to you and no one else. Put my head down and enjoy that head down. Should not be, ya Allah, the day comes in my life that I didn't want to put my head down. Then, ya Allah, you tramp my head. Then, ya Allah, you tramp my head. Then who's going to help me to lift my head then? There's no one there. It's only my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm ready. Ya Allah, I'm running. Ya Allah, I'm coming. Ya Allah, I leave everything. I will come running. Whether Fajr, whether Zuhr, whether Asr, I'll close up. Whether Maghrib, whether Isha, whether Taraweeh. It's only benefit and faida for me. Allah says, you really love me? Put your head down. Now he jumps and he goes down into sajda. Now he's enjoying it. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And one breath, one tasbih. Don't rush with it. And what you think right now, my head is drowning in these bounties, ya Allah. What you've kept here? What is above the ground, below the ground? I'm submarine right now, ya Allah. What treasures you left over here? Gold coins, this I need, that I need. Ya Allah says, here, you are so close to me right now. Take my name with relish. Say, Subhana Rabbi Allah. And enjoy yourself. It's only me and you and nobody else. Take your time and enjoy it. Then Allah says, you love me. Sit up a little bit. Then we get up. Allahumma ighfir li warhamni wa'afini wahdini warzuqni. Sunnah dua. Allahumma ighfir li warhamni wa'afini wahdini warzuqni. Or Shaykh al-Hadith would say, when you recite these duas to public, they will say, Marana, so long dua. Where are we going to learn this? Memory is gone already, rusty, we can't remember. Then our Shaykh will say, that ask that old Baji also, you remember your VAT number, GST number? I still remember the GST number. All your codes in the shop, VYX, Khareed, Huche, what is the cost price, all that I remember. This dua you can't remember. Oh, stop. It's very long, this dua, gone old now. Then he would explain, Allahumma ghafirli, Allah forgive me. Allahumma ghafirli, warhamni, ya Allah, shower your mercies upon me. Wahadini, ya Allah, guide me. Wa'afini, ya Allah, give me security and safety. Manala, I'm already lost now. Let's finish the dua. Warzuqni, ya Allah, give me rozi. Mawlana Buharu dua. This dua is very nice. In namaz, I can ask for a rosy. Mawlana, write this dua down, please. And send it to me, WhatsApp. I don't have WhatsApp number, but my son, I learned this dua. You mean in namaz, I can ask for warzuqni, rosy, rizq. Very nice dua this is. Every rakat we can ask. In salah, Allah has put it there also. Allahumma ghafirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. Allah is saying, you ask, I want to give you. Don't rush with your namaz. Take your time. Allah says, really, you want more? Come for second sajda. Now I go down and the ni'mat are pouring on my back. This is salah khushu and khudu. What's happening behind the scenes become a reality. Allah is really happening right now. And it's happening, my dear brothers. Allah is giving for every salah. That slave came back the second night, the master is looking at him. And then just before the break of dawn, he raises his hands, "Oh Supreme Master, give me one gold coin for my fake master." And the coin falls into his hand. The master makes a sound at liberty. He turns around, he sees the master. There he raises his hands, "Oh my Supreme Master, the fake master knows about our relationship. Take me away now." He raises his kalima and he leaves this world. What love between him and his creator. What love between him and his creator. If only Allah gives us a salah like that. Then from salah, person asks us, Tami rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat, that you are saying the business place must think about salah, about the masjid. The person who is in the business place and his heart is attached to the masjid, he will enjoy the throne, the shade of the throne of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat, how is that so possible? We're so busy in the marketplace. We're taking this call and that call. We're so busy. He says, it's possible. He says, when you come to the masjid for salah, don't you think about your business? He said, yes. So you can do the same thing there also. In your business, think about salah. That your hands are busy with money. My hands are busy with everything else, but my heart is busy with my Allah. When's the next namaz time? When's the next namaz time? Your heart is linked to the masjid. In reality, you are in the masjid. One friend of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, was making dua for Baytullah. And he sees a person holding the ghilaf of the Ka'batullah. And he's making dua and he's crying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for some of his special servants, he removes the veils of the heart. What we call mukashafa. And he sees the banda of Allah, the slave of Allah, holding ghilaf, and he's crying profusely. His cheeks are full of tears. His chest on the Baytullah. And Allah Ta'ala reveals to him the condition of the person's heart. And what dua he's making? His heart is that by Allah, his heart is in the business. Ya Allah, my business. Ya Allah, this. Ya Allah, that. In reality, the body was there, the heart wasn't there. The heart wasn't there. Like the hadith make the last dua before leaving Baytullah. Ya Allah, I bought so many things. Ya Allah, final dua, I'm leaving. The customer official, Ya Allah, just make him blind. Mustn't stop me. Last dua he's making. They make that official blind. So the body is here, but the heart is not here. He leaves the Masjid al-Haram. He goes into the marketplace. In those days, a young boy running the shop, selling shoes, this customer, this size, taking cash, giving change. Boy looks so busy. He makes dua to Allah. Ya Allah, show me the condition of his heart. Boy is busy with the hands, but his heart and his mind and his gaze is, this now is salah time. This now is salah time. And go back to the masjid. In reality, he was in the masjid. His heart was there. He will enjoy in the day of Qiyamah the shade of the throne of Allah. Not a small thing, my dear brothers. Scorching heat outside. We come into the masjid, we just feel the coolness, subhanallah. Aircon is on. I made the points. The rest of the crowd, if you sit on the chairs downstairs, I got business class lounge. I made my miles. Allah says, you know, make your miles. You want upgrade? Come first surf. Upgrade is here. Diamond status? First surf. You wanted dunya? You wanted akhirat? I kept it under the musalla. Come and get it. Ulama say to keep, what is concentration? Just to understand, some people feel the concentration in salah means to be completely oblivious of everything around me. Don't know what's happening. That is not demanded by Shariat. That is not demanded by Sharia that you're oblivious completely. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, performing salah, sneak him into the room, almost tangled himself around under the children, hew and cry, emptied the room. Abu Bakr Siddiq is in salah still. Made salah, who's everybody? Say, didn't you hear anything? I haven't heard anything whatsoever. I was in salah talking to Allah. Mind completely. They say, what Allah Ta'ala wants from us, what is the salah of concentration and devotion? They say the masajid will be beautiful, but not a single person, sign of Qiyamah, said the masajid will be beautiful, not a single person will have concentration in salah. All the hearts will be scattered. Among the first things that Allah will take away from this dunya will be concentration in salah. Concentration is not there. Mind is gone. Like how commonly we hear that example, Imam said, perform Salatul Asr, made salam. People say, Imam sahab, 4 rakats, some say 3 rakats, some say 3, some say 4. Don't know how many rakats he read. old man Baji sitting on the corner on the chair. Imam Sahib, he read 3 rakats. Ji, how you know? 100% he read 3 rakats. Baji, how you know 3 rakats? Imam Sahib, every day I said to him, I come for namaz, I got 4 businesses. First rakat, I take the account of the first business. Second rakat, second business. Third rakat, today you didn't come with the 4th business. So that hisab I didn't take yet. That's how he should keep his concentration of his business. How to keep that concentration in salah? What is concentration? Ulama say, just to think of Allah at least one time in every posture. One time. But the mind wanders. Dhahaq was a comedian, Arab comedian. He planted a mango tree in front of the house. Began to give fruit. Wife asked him, why you planted the tree? He said, the school children will walk past, they will break mangoes, they will eat, I will get the reward for it. Tree is giving fruit. Children came the first day. He heard them laughing and joking outside. So he went to peep from the curtain. So one boy to the other boy climbed the tree. We know this man is a bit cheeky, but quickly get one, two mangoes. So he broke a few. Then he opened the window, shouted at them, get down, go away, don't break the mangoes. They went away. Secondly, they came again. Again the same thing, he might catch us. Quickly go and break a few mangoes. Shouted them again. The wife said, you planted the tree for the children, why are you shouting at them and chasing them away? Say, you don't know child's mentality. If I let them eat today, they won't come tomorrow. They come because it's exciting to come tomorrow. They won't get caught. They get a few and they run away. Shaitan is the same. What he'll do, he'll come irritate the mind. They irritate the mind, that parcel now which I forgot where it was, in salah, I remember it was there. The eczema I had behind the ears, I forgot about, now in salah, I'll check it up, the eczema is still there. The cough I forgot about, the sat in namaz. Here the young boys at the back, he starts 1, then 2, then 3. Cough will start at every time. Just checking out whether my cough is still there. All happens in namaz. How to keep the concentration? Ulama say, at least one time think of Allah. That I'm standing before my Allah. What Allah has given me now, that obligation, I'm doing it. Just understand, my dear brothers. Farz of salah, farz of janazah. Janazah namaz tonight, 10:30, the masjid is full. Salatul janazah, farzul kifaya. Farzun alal kifaya. Few people come, janazah is done. But I'll come 10:30. What time salatul isha? 8:30, can't make it. Janazah I'll come. Janazah is done without you also. For salah, you have to make. Value systems is gone offline a little bit. Where I supposed to be for farz salah, al-muslim farz become for salatul janazah. So shaitan will come, they say, don't fight shaitan because you can't fight him. It'll irritate the mind more. What must do? Ignore. Ignore him. And where I supposed to apply my mind, apply it now. I'm standing before Allah. This is the command of Allah. I'm fulfilling the farz of Allah. When I fulfill the farz of Allah, Allah will give me what I want. One time only. In every rukun I think of Allah, one time Allah signs it off, a salah of concentration, successful. You are through. Then to the extent, Shaykhul Islam, when Hussain Ahmadi Rahmatullah Ali says, a person entire salah, 4 rakats, his mind was not there at all. And he would explain, such a small brain. Such a small brain can travel the world, leave 80 days in 8 minutes. 8 seconds, way to where the brain went. Such a small brain. Never saw a certain country of the world, but he believes that country is there. Never saw it, heard about it. But doesn't believe my Allah is standing in front of me. But he believes that country is there. The mind wanders. In that 4 rakat salah, he said he never thought of Allah. Imam is salam also. He said, even after salah I came to my senses. And he said, Ya Allah, where my mind went, Allah signs it off, concentration done, successful. Even after salah, Allah gives a chance. On that salah, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. You got success already. So few things a person, salah is an engagement with Allah, muhabbat and love. I'm making love to my Allah. Allah is enjoying my salah right now. Allah is giving me everything. Then to concentrate on the Imam Sahib's Quran tilawat, or my tilawat, I'm praising my Allah. Allah loves to be praised. Think of Allah once in every rukun, or even after salah, I thought about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says successful. You got everything. One woman, we conclude, one woman in India. She had twins. She got busy in something. Young boys were playing at the window. quite a high building also. But she learned how to perform salah. She heard the virtues of salah. Salah can fix what was broken. Salah can do what other things can't do. Allah said, I've given you salah. And the mi'raj of Rasulullah ﷺ was for this also. Mi'raj when it took place, which year? That ulama say 10th year Hijri more or less. 10th year Hijri when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and sahaba ikram were released. Today the world is enjoying, the hostages are released. After 3 years they were released. In 3 years, ostracized, boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib. Could not come out, could not marry. No goods going in, no goods coming out. History repeating itself. No trucks, no food, starvation, famine. Sahabi says, I went to urinate. I could hear the splatter of my urine that was hitting something. I picked up the piece, it was a piece of leather. I was so hungry. I washed it and I chewed on it. Eating leaves, the cries of the children of Sahaba could be heard in the gullies of Makkah Mukarramah. 3 years. 3 years they were locked up, could not leave. Nabi alayhi salatu salam and his beloved wife Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha and his uncle Abu Talib, who by choice joined him out of love for his nephew. Now they released. 10th year, just came out, the joy. And then within a month or so, Nabi alayhi salatu salam loses his wife, the support of his life. They gave him that support for so many years, and all his children born from her radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He loses her. Internally within the home, support is gone. Zainab, Ruqayya, Hazrat Fatima, all the girls are there. What to do with my daughters? Fatima is the youngest, Zainab is the eldest. What to do with the daughters? Loses internal support. Little while later, Abu Talib passes away. Within the same time, external support, security, that too is lost. So to say, lost my business, lost the wife, ya Allah, what do I do now? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what we will say, was absolutely in a depression right now. Let me go to Taif. Let me leave Makkah Mukarramah. There's nothing left over here right now. There's no one to assist, no one to help, nothing to look forward to. Zayd bin Haritha, join me. Let's go on the Tindi Tashkil. Let's go to Taif. They go. And he gives da'wah to the people. Where he had hope that something will open up. I'll give over this grief. That they'll take care of me. They'll give me asylum. They won't reroute. They won't close the airspace as happening now. We know what's happening in the world right now. Where there's a violation of ceasefire. Where he thought now it'll be peaceful. But violation. Stoned, pelted, sworn at, spat upon. Ya Allah, I thought they would lift my spirits. Entire tables turned against me. Comes back to Makkah Mukarramah, they say, humiliated, downtrodden, broken hearted. Goes to the house of Ummu Hani radiallahu anha, taking a rest. Ya Allah, what's going to happen next? Khadija is gone. My daughters are here. My uncle is gone. Ya Allah, what do I do? He was supporting me, taking care of me. Then on that magical night, then the roof was split open. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken out, taken to the well of Zamzam, which was just in front of the door of the Kaabatullah. Just was opened up. Jibril Amin came down and he washed the beautiful heart of Rasulullah wasalam with Zamzam water, put it back into his chest. Then the Buraq was brought. And Ajib, the riwayat is saying, Buraq was brought, he was a bit obstinate, frisky, playing around. Do you want to move? Do you want to listen? So Nabi Ali mounted him. Then, do you want to move? Playing around. Then Jibreel alayhi salam told him, do you know who's sitting upon you? Who is it? It's Muhammadur Rasulullah. Oh. So tonight is the night, the final journey. Oh Buraq, this is your final journey in our terms. But Allah made you for, finally, tonight is that night. Some riwayat on the right hand side, Jibreel Amin. Left hand side, Mikael. And now the journey starts from Baytullah. This is called Isra, the journey of the night. And there's much detail. They stop at Madinah Munawwara also. O Nabi of Allah, dismount, the Turakat Salah, Blessed Valley. This will be the place of your hijrah. And where you will be buried. Goes on till Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah liberate the land of Masjid al-Aqsa. Imamut is made. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam didn't know what was happening. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not informed before that. We can imagine the magical walk of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, tying the burraq with his beautiful zulfa, his black eyes, the noor on the tip of his nose, his teeth like a sparkle coming out, the beautiful chambals he's wearing, and the strong walk of his, and he's walking towards Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all lined up. Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? We don't know what's happening. We all just gathered together. What is happening? Azan is given. Iqamat is done. Who will perform the salah? Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam comes and holds the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You will be Imamul Mursaleen tonight. Tonight is the night of your imamat. Imamat is done. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam ask, who is it? He is the one that you told your people about. And then the whole mi'raj takes place to the seven skies and beyond to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for what he was called on that night, O Rasulullah, you were so broken, you were so down, you were so depressed. You lost your wife, you lost your uncle, you went to Taif. Everything of dunya let you down. Ya Rasulullah, tonight I've called you to give you a special gift. To remove from your depression. To take the ummah out. For 10 years, the ummah came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, how much more hiding? How much more qurbani? Sabran, sabran, make sabr, make sabr, make sabr, make sabr. On that night, the gift was given. Give the ummah this gift, special from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When give your ummah, when they're broken, when they're happy, when they need to be fixed up, when they don't make tawbah, give them salah, give them salah, give Abu Bakr salah, give Umar salah, give them salah. The Khadija radiallahu anha never saw salah. She passed away before that. Salah was given to the ummah on that night. That two salah, now when Sahaba Ikram were given salah after 10 years, it meant that now don't come to me, to Rasulullah, direct you have a link with Allah. Direct supply chain is open. Two rakat salah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That mother who had those twins playing at the window, as they were playing, the crowd came outside and they saw the youngster put his leg over the window. And they are shouting. Before the mother could go, he jumped. Before she could grab him, he jumped. And the father hears the two-year-old jump from the window from a high building. Mother, every night she would sit at home with the fazail amal, read ta'aleem, the virtues of salah. Salah, Allah will give you. Allah will protect you. Allah will do. Allah will do. Allah will do. Salah, 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 salah. Arihna ya Bilal. Aqimis. Oh Bilal, give the iqama. It brings comfort to the heart. Brings comfort when the imam starts the salah, brings comfort. The child fell. Where was the mother's heart? The daughter gives the kar guzari. I was in the room with my mother. My brother fell from the window. My mother opened the musalla, she said, turakat salah. Yala, only you can save him. From this height, he's gone. Father ran downstairs. And in the 2-3 hours, the mother didn't even talk rakat upon rakat. Almost 200 rakats of salah she read in these 3 hours. Yalla, salah will do it. Salah will do it. Yalla, it's your promise. The salah will protect. The sahabiya lost her son. And she turned to Allah. Janaza was there. Oh my Allah, my son and I made hijrah to Madina Munawwara. We left Makkah. The promise that, Ya Allah, you will take care of us. Ya Allah, I have only one son. Ya Allah, you've taken him away from me. Ya Allah, you are Qadir and Mutlaq. You have powers beyond our comprehension. Ya Allah, you give him life again. What the idolaters will say, that we left Makkah Mukarramah and the idols cursed us and I lost my son. The boy woke up from his death. Allah, give him life again. You save the honor of the mother. This mother in this zamana, who's still alive, 200 rakas nafil namaz in 3 hours, she read, Ya Allah, salah will do it. My salah will do it. You said you will do it for me. The father went, ran down, picked up the child, don't know what injury, took him to the hospital, jumped in the car, the traffic and everything else, and came back home with the child without a scratch on the body. What happened? When she started the salah, what Allah decided, you turn to salah, I'll do my work, you do your work. Allah Ta'ala give us yaqeen upon salah, my dear brothers. One is the mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a beautiful incident, but what's the outcome? Allah has given us salah. With salah, the sanctity of the masjid, which is so very important right now. Many countries, the ulama say that the masajid closed because there was no respect of salah in the masjid. We're having our nikahs, we're having janazah. Salah has made, Allah has made the masjid for his ibadat. When I come for salah, how to connect to Allah? Very important, my dear brothers. When I walk into the masjid, I'm walking in the court of my Allah right now. They say there are two places. If you don't find Allah, you will never find Him. If you don't find Allah, you will never find Him. One is in the house of Allah, one is the Qabristan. How do I come to the house of Allah? They say, come and sit in the first saf. Come and sit in the first row, in such a way like a slave that is waiting to receive something from the master. And what dua do I make when I'm sitting in the masjid, in the house of Allah, and I'm sitting with adab and respect, one dua in the heart. Oh my Allah, just throw one glance of love upon me. Just one, ya Allah, I'm sitting here, one glance. Ya Allah, one glance. And my life will be made. If I sit in the back, I won't get that glance. Sit in the front and just one dua. Sit like a slave, ya Allah, I need you. I'm in need. Insan is made of needs. And the Qabristan also. I don't find Allah over there. My heart has gone so hard that I don't even care right now. So how to come to the masjid? How to dress for salah? One brother became a Muslim here in our Durban locality. And he was head of the temple also. Allah gave him iman. And a habit he kept, whenever he came to the house of Allah, he would keep a kurta in his car also. I'm coming to the house of Allah. I know when I go to a meeting presentation, is the way I dress. When I go to the temple, is the way I dress. When I go to the church, is the way I dress. When I come to the masjid also, is the way I dress. So I come dressed amicably also. Dressed properly, I'm standing before my Allah. I'm in need of my Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Just on that one amal, but Allah will give me my dressing also. Just to conclude, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Yawmuz Zina, when he challenged the magicians, 80,000 magicians came to challenge him. They had kufr in their heart. Fir'aun hired them, come and challenge Musa. Musa, the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi of Allah of the time, the magicians come, 80,000 of them, just to mock Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they dressed like the Nabi of the time. Allah loved their dressing so much only, that on that moment when they saw Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did, his karam, his miracle, his mu'jiza, just because of the dressing of the Nabi of the time, Allah gave them iman. Allah gave them iman. Pharaoh says, I will kill you. They said, we are ready to give life. New Muslim, we are prepared to give our life. How many of us are prepared to give our lives, our fashion, our style, our adab, our respect for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? To come to the house of Allah. Saturday also is a hard time, dress amicably. Sunday is a hard time also. I'm standing before Allah. And the promise of Allah, I just get my salah right, my entire life will become right. Allah ta'ala give us subhi to make amal. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله give us the reality of salah umay Allah umay Allah even though we are lazy umay Allah give us the ability umay Allah to move for salah umay Allah يا الله to make our life salah umay Allah وديا ونايت umay Allah رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة من ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء يا الله make us مقيم الصلاة that perform salah make our children umay Allah يا الله make them lovers of the masjid umay Allah lovers of salah umay Allah O my Allah, forgive us our qaza namazes, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to cover up all our qaza namazes. O my Allah, give us the full reward, give us the full benefit, O my Allah. All those nights and the morning you slept through salah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all looking, all knowing, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Allah, the treasures in your hands, O my Allah. Qudrat belongs to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you turn our hearts around, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let us appreciate this gift of salah that you have given on the night of Mi'raj, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us concentration, devotion in salah, how we should stand before you. Give us, Ya Allah, the enjoyment, Ya Allah, of tilawat before you, of reading Quran before you. Ya Allah, make us our children, O my Allah. Make us true mu'mineen, O my Allah. Make them huffaz of Quran. Make them lovers of Quran. Make them amongst the qurra. Make them amongst the ulama. Make them amongst the awliya, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Preserve Quran in their hearts, in our hearts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Such Quran, O my Allah, that will take them right until they step into Jannah, O my Allah. Give us counts to weigh on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us the understanding. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen upon salah, conviction upon salah, being the ummah upon salah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. The ummah right now, those corners of the world, where the no masajid, O my Allah, they're performing salah on rubble, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you clothe them, Ya Allah, feed them, Ya Allah, cover them, Ya Allah, grant them accommodation, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us yaqeen, yaqeen they have, oh my Allah. What resistance they have, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us salah, oh my Allah. Give us Quran in our lives. Give us dhikr in our lives. Our wives, our children. Ya Allah, save us from our last breath. Save us till our last breath from today, oh my Allah. That you will not miss one salah, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Whether we are traveling, whether we are at home, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq, ya Allah. Accept our intentions, oh Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'u al-alim. Watub alayna, innaka anta tawwabu al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu